Golf Talk America is brought to you in part by Club Corp, the world leader in private clubs. Go to clubcorp.com for more information.
The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on pgatour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you. It is Tuesday, the 20th of November, just a little bit before, well, two big events. One, Thanksgiving. And then if you're a real golf nut, it's also the week that we're going to see Tiger and Phil meet up in the desert in Las Vegas and put $9 million on the line. So we'll be talking about that a little bit coming up. We'll also tell you what's going on the tour as they're in a bit of a break right now. Still some action going on, so players can play. They can always make a little bit of money if they travel the world and do things. But no FedEx Cup points to be earned for the next several weeks. But we'll talk a little bit about that. We also have a special guest, Alex Trujillo, who is with Flight Scope to tell you about what you might want to get somebody for Christmas. It's right around the corner, and anybody you know that loves the game of golf, and we all love our statistics and how to work with all the analytics and make your game better. Flight Scope is a perfect gift, and Alex will tell us all about what Flight Scope has for you and how it all works and all that kind of cool stuff. In the meantime, Frank Bassett in our Nashville studios. Is it Thanksgiving feeling time?
It is
Nashville?
Thanksgiving, yeah. And I'm in my home studio. Bogey, of course, is here in the house. And so I apologize to our listeners, but he is just raising absolute holy you-know-what because the yard people are outside. Oh. So I can't
Isn't
stop
it amazing
him.
How dogs never see, and I don't mean to be disparaging to dogs. I love my dog.
Yeah, don't
they never seem to catch on when something comes consistently, like the mailman every day, and they bark like he's an invader or something. I go, do they not remember the last 6,000 days when he came? They don't. The yard guys keep barking.
You're like, That's how they talk. Bogey is a miniature German Schnauzer, sweet little dog. One white leg, all black, and one white leg. He's just cute as heck. But, God, he can be obnoxious sometimes. So, hey, congratulations, because this is the week of drumsticks and also the week of Tommy Three Sticks. Love it. I had to say that. Drumsticks and three sticks, baby. So I want three drumsticks.
Hey, by the way.
Congratulations to Charles Howell III, I mean.
Charles Howell.
Charles Howell III, yes. Yeah. Chucky Three Sticks. Yeah. There we go. God, I blew my own line. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I'm tired. I know if you get enough time, you'd figure it out there. Charles Howell, after what, 7 years out of the winner's circle, comes through in grand fashion and needed some extra holes to do it, but wins the RSM Classic at Sea Island, which you never ended up going. Remember last time we were talking?
I was going to go.
Head over there.
But the weather just didn't, it wasn't going to be pretty enough, and the conversation here at the house
Stay
was,
cool.
I don't want to go. So we didn't go.
Yeah, that was Bogey saying that? Is that what you're imitating Bogey? I don't want to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Hey, real quick before we go any further, since I was in town, I ran up to Portland, Tennessee, which is right off of Franklin, Kentucky, okay, right there on the border, on Sunday, and stopped in at a place. Kenny Perry has lunch there a lot. Had lunch at a Meat and Three up there, a neat place called Family 109 Family Restaurant. And I'm giving them a plug. They didn't give me free food, but they're such sweet people, and the food's so good. And so Bobby Joe and Whitney, here's your shout-out. I promised you I'd do that on the show. Bobby Joe and Whitney waited on our table. They were fabulous.
What's the name of the place?
It's the Family 109 Family Restaurant.
109 being the highway or something?
Yeah, it is on Highway 109.
Yeah.
In Portland, Tennessee, and it's right close to Kenny Perry's golf course. He comes in a lot and has lunch. Food's good, man. Big portions.
Very nice.
Yeah. So
there you go.
Hey, so there
you
go.
Bobby Joe and Whitney. Did you watch the NFL game last night?
I did.
Was that an unbelievable Monday night game?
It wore me out.
Holy smokes.
I thought I was watching
Rams
a tennis match.
Rams and the Chiefs. That's the kind of football I want to see. I'm all for.
Well, you don't see
by
that
the way,
Dallas.
a lot of firsts in that. Yeah, we don't see enough of that offense. But you see it in the Big 12. So, I mean, if you watch Oklahoma and Texas and West Virginia, all the Big 12 teams, that's what they do. They don't play any defense.
Yeah.
But the final score is almost identical to that every week when they play. But I'm telling you, in my opinion, versus the Alabamas and Georgias and blah, 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 I'd rather watch that. I think that's what's entertaining. People want to see points on
they
the board. I had a what a game. It went back and forth and back and forth. And anyway, Rams ended up winning. But first time in NFL history, Frank, did you hear this? First time in history ever that two NFL teams, same game, scored 50-plus points. Isn't that hard to believe that that's the first time they've ever had two teams over 50 points in the same game?
Hey, guess who just followed me on Twitter?
I don't know.
Sir Nick Faldo.
Huh. Oh. Well, there you go.
Well, there you go.
That had nothing to do with what I was talking about.
No, I know. Okay. I always do that to you.
Any other random thoughts? I know. Yeah,
My brain works in mysterious ways. Remember that movie about Chuck Berry? Chuck Barris.
Squirrel.
Was it Chuck Barris and the Gong Show?
Yeah, and the Gong Show.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the way my brain works.
Yeah, yeah.
Chuck Berry. I'm off today. Okay. I mean, I'm calling Charles Howell III, Tommy, and
we talked
about the Who, so I was thinking Tommy and earlier, and I don't know. It's just, it's Thanksgiving week. I'm already tired. The yard people are here. The cleaning people.
Your dog's barking.
Dog's raising Cain. Apologize. The blowers are going in the front yard. I'm watching it right now from my, my studio upstairs.
I don't know if Alex has even stuck around through all this
sorry,
titillating
Alex.
Conversation that we've had, but let's see if he's still here.
There.
We'll bring him in. Alex Trujillo with FlightScope. Alex, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, guys. How you guys doing?
Good, man. I hear you're in Virginia.
As you can tell.
You're up in Virginia.
Yeah.
Doing some FlightScope training.
Yeah, it's cold. Florida boy, I'm not used to this stuff.
So the golf ball, the numbers are a little reduced on distance and in the cold, right?
It won't be flying very far today if I got out there.
Yeah, man. So what's happening at FlightScope? It's been a few weeks since we've talked. I know we both have units on the way. Mine should be here today. My tour XR, whatever it is.
But look, our tour, yeah.
Yeah, really looking forward to playing with that and having some fun and then reporting back on the show about that. But we want to talk about, because it's the holidays, and for the avid golfer, I mean, who wants golf balls, gloves, shoes, when you have something called the Mevo that's priced perfectly as a great Christmas gift?
Absolutely, the FlightScope Mevo, and not only is the price point good, but I mean the data that it provides is second to none, and it really will allow you to improve your game and get that handicap down and get out there and have more fun and shoot better scores.
Yeah, so tell us about the Mevo. What tell us a little bit about the FlightScope technology that's in that Mevo that's in all the tour units also.
Yeah, so the Mevo does have our radar technology, our Doppler technology. So it's Doppler radar that tracks the golf ball. So the Mevo will give you carry distance, club head speed, ball speed, smash factor, spin rate, vertical launch angle, height, and time. And what's really interesting is using your phone, using the Mevo golf app, you can sync your phone to the Mevo and take video, and then the data gets overlaid on that video. So you can either just do data only or you can do video data. And the cool thing is you can share it on social media, you can send it to your coach, or you can just keep it for yourself for reference and improvement.
How cool is that?
A lot of stuff. Yeah.
The Mevo is priced at what point?
It's $499, and the cool thing is this week we're going to be running a special on our website for $50 off or 10%, and all you got to do is type in golf talk and you get $50 off.
Yeah, there you go. You'll honor golf that talk. If people get this show on a podcast a little later, you'll go ahead and honor that if they type in that code.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and honor it to the end of the month.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm telling you, Tim, it's yours is on your way. Yep. And it's that's really cool. There's a competitive product out there to the Mevo, but it's $1,695, for heaven's sakes. Now, it has a simulator toy in it, It has simulator capability, but
features.
Features. But isn't FlightScope about to launch some of the same thing in Mevo?
Yeah. So. Don't have a date in specific yet, but we are looking at some advancement and improvements in simulation for the Mevo. Now, the one thing I think that sets the Mevo apart from every other competitor piece is the Mevo can be used indoors, it can be used outdoors, it can be used on the range, it can be used on the course, it can be used for chipping and pitching. So it's very versatile. It's small and mobile, so you can just throw it in your golf bag, and it's just really easy to use.
That's
and by the way, Alex, what else is very cool about this, the Mevo, is it's for more, and we're talking golf, and we're a golf show, and golfers are loving this, but you might have kids that play baseball or softball or other sports. You can also apply Mevos to that, right?
Yes, you can use Mevo for baseball or softball, and you can do it for hitting off a tee, or you can do it for pitching. And for pitching, you get pitch speed and spin, and then for hitting, you get, I believe it's ball speed, carry distance, and launch angle.
Wow. So, yeah. So
that's amazing.
The golfer in the family, if the son or daughter plays fast pitch softball or baseball or whatever, it's just versatile. So it can steal it out of dad's golf bag and take it out to the ballpark, right?
Get in a fight with dad. Yeah, get in a fight with dad over your Mevo. But it tells you, I'm curious too. And again, we're talking with Alex Trujillo with FlightScope. Go to flightscope.com and you can see the Mevo and the other products that FlightScope has out there on the website. But Alex, when you get all these numbers back, right, and it tells you how far you're hitting your golf ball and your launch angle, things like that. For a lot of people, they're going, oh, my mind's just exploding with all these stats and details. And we've talked always about Bryson DeChambeau, who works with FlightScope, and obviously we all think of him as the brainiac on the PGA Tour. But for the average player, these numbers are very, very helpful. It's not going to bog you down. You're not going to get 6,000 different metrics to send back and try to figure it all out. It gives you just the right numbers you need if you're really trying to add another 6, 8, 10 yards to your game or get less spin on your ball.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we simplified it for the average consumer. And honestly, it's all the data that you need just to make improvements and honestly to make educated decisions on the golf course. You know, what if, you know, like myself, I'm a Florida guy. I'm up in Virginia today. It's cold. You know, all I got to do when I go to the range, if I'm going to go play, is set my Mevo up, hit some balls. And now I'm going to know, okay, you know what? My 7-iron is not going 155 today. It's going 150. So now I can make an educated decision on the golf course that the Mevo helped me create.
How cool is that, Tim?
It's such a big help. Oh, I'm telling you, to use that when you're just practicing, and it only takes, you know, for 15 minutes, hit some balls. But like you just said, every day when you go to the golf course, Frank, don't you wake up sometimes in a whole new world and you're like, wow, I got it today. And other days you're like, I've never played this game in my life. So well, you know, today's your day.
You know, and for the recreational golfer, it takes them to a totally another level, if I'm saying that correctly, because it's not so technical that you don't understand it like some of the other products on the market, but it allows you to become a better golfer very quickly. I mean, if you just can understand how far you're hitting your clubs and at what point in the backswing you stop and start down on a clock basis, then, my gosh, you should start carving strokes off your score.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Alex, too, and this is something you're talking about. If you can shoot the video, you can keep a log of your videos from day to day, week to week, month to month, and analyze your game yourself. And I'm not saying you don't need a coach, but a lot of us don't have coaches. I mean, most of us don't. You just go play on your own, play with your buddies. But this is a way to kind of coach yourself up, isn't it, to have a file, if you will, of your videos, of your shots over the time, and see if you're making the improvements you're hoping you're making.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it'll store your video. It'll also store your data. It allows you to properly tag your clubs, so you can know, okay, my 7-irons, my 8-irons, my 9-irons. So, again, it's just designed to help you be more educated on the golf course, make better decisions, and truly know, you know, how far do you hit a club in a certain environment or a certain location.
So, Tim, I'm going to tongue-in-cheek here, but on some of the golf courses that you and I have played on over the years, I don't think Mevo has a data point of 3-beer swing. Or 4-beer swing. So, but you could certainly test it with that out on the range if you so desire.
Oh, I mean, who doesn't? I play with guys all the time, Frank. You do too, I'm sure. Everybody's got a device now.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't just have a range finder. Everybody's got their watch or they pull out their phone because they have an app on their phone and it downloads the holes you're playing on. It downloads information. I mean, that's the game we're playing today, even for the hacks like we are.
Speak for yourself.
All around us. Yeah.
Hey,
it's all around us. Everybody's got their information.
What good is a rangefinder or what good is a watch, Alex, if you don't know how far you're hitting your clubs?
Exactly.
Makes
exactly.
no difference.
Yep. At the end of the day, you got to put the swing on it. You got to know how far. You know, if you have a force carry of 150 and you think you hit 8-iron FR and really you only hit it 147, well, I mean, there you go. There's one stroke right off the bat that you just save yourself if you know exactly how far you carry the golf ball.
Yeah. So the product is Mevo, M-E-V-O, yeah. correct?
Yep, flightscopemevo.com.
Okay, got to go there, flightscopemevo.com, and check the product out. Okay. So Alex.
And Frank, how do you get $50 off? How do you get $50 off?
Plug in the promo code GOLFTALK.
GOLFTALK.
We just saved you $50 right there. For the millions of people out there listening, we just saved $50. You do that, add that to the gross national product, Frank. We just saved virtually millions of dollars.
And if you people don't buy it, then FlightScope won't come on our show anymore. So go buy the product. Yeah. It's good. It's worth it.
Oh, my God.
And plus, they're nice guys to hang out with at PGA Tour tournaments because they hang out with some really good players. And get to watch those players practice. And,
well, Alex, like you were saying, you were just a few weeks ago, you were with DeChambeau, right? Tell us, working with that guy hands-on, and I was kind of making a bit of a joke, but he is a brainiac. He's a very smart guy. He does his analytics. He loves his numbers. What's it like just standing around with him and talking and stuff? Is he can you understand him,
Sorry
or is he talking a whole different level?
Oh no, really. I can understand him on most days. Some days it gets a little sideways, but I've been around him for 4 years. He's a good kid. At the end of the day, he's trying to understand every variable of the game, whether or not he can, make an effective change. But he just wants to understand each and every variable, and that's fun to him. I've been around him where we've been on beautiful golf courses, and he doesn't even have the desire to go play. He just wants to sit on the range and try to figure things out. That's what he really finds enjoyment in, and it's kind of cool to be a part of that.
I got to experience that with them for the first time up close and personal at Aronimink this past year at the BMW. And it was fascinating to watch his utilization of the data points that he was gathering. It just was unbelievable. The guy's he's a genius. I mean, he truly is. And again, for the average golfer or even the club pro or the club champion, Mevo does everything you need it to do. So
I'd go get it.
Yeah, and by the way, Bryson, I think, has brought that for FlightScope users and everybody else. The fact that for a while, Bryson just kind of had a gimmick going. Everybody thought, okay, yeah, he's got the same size clubs and he's got grips that are bigger and the same swing, blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't mean anything until you win. Well, what's Bryson DeChambeau done in the last 14 months? Nothing but win, right? And including the wraparound at the Shriners Hospital for Children Championship, he wins there. So he's proven that the numbers are not only just something fun and cool to talk about. In his case, they're adding a lot of money to his bank account. So I think they'll help a lot of people out there, too, if we get more into some of the numbers. You don't have to go as deep as Bryson, maybe, but some of the numbers, and that's why I think the Mevo is so perfect for the millions of average golfers out there that just want to shave a couple of strokes here or there, maybe add a few yards to your game. I'm guessing, Alex, that the Mevo was made just specifically for that group of golfers right in the middle there that aren't going to play on the tour, that aren't 50 handicaps and play once a year, but for the most of us that like to play the game, want to get a little bit better, Mevo is perfect for them.
100%. We have products that obviously can get a lot more in detailed. But again, it's not that they're reserved, but that's more for your teaching professional and your fitter, just because the data is a lot more detailed and intense, and you can start going down some deep rabbit holes. The Mevo just allows you to very simply understand how your game is and then be able to take that to the course and where you can make improvements. Maybe your launch angle is too low, your spin's too high, too low, or, it just gives you another. Again, you start eliminating some variables like Bryson is doing. You start understanding variables to help you make better decisions.
Yeah. Well, down the rabbit hole is exactly where Frank lives. So, you're hitting a nail on the head there. You're hitting a nail on the head, Alex.
Some days are better than others, boys. It's the holidays. Too many parties. But anyway, it's going to be fun.
Hey, Alex, we appreciate your time. We know you're in Virginia and you got work to do and it's the holidays and everything else and you're a busy guy. So we really, really appreciate you taking some time, getting out of the cold, hopefully a little bit, but coming and talking to us and telling us a little bit about FlightScope. And we hope that you'll come on again. Maybe we'll talk to you again in December, a little before Christmas, and remind people again about what a great Christmas gift the Mevo would be.
Anytime, guys. I appreciate you letting me come on the show. I appreciate talking to you guys. And, yeah, let me know. I'm always happy to come on.
We appreciate it. And just good seeing you. By the way, before you go, when will we see you next out on tour?
Well, I'll be at the Hero.
Okay.
Oh, how did you get that one? Tough
you got
gig
a room
there
on the ocean, too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, we have a new tour player that that is going to start using FlightScope, or has been using FlightScope. I'm not going to say the name yet, but okay, I'm sure you'll see it on TV. So,
okay.
Very cool. And then, yeah, after that, we're going to go to Naples for their shootout.
Well, get two beds in the room, Alex. I can't afford the hotel down there, but I'll fly down and see. Oh, man, that's going to be a great tournament. Have a great time down there. And, by the way,
thanks, man.
You have a great Thanksgiving, pal, and thank you for everything you do for us.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a great holidays, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, buddy. See ya.
Okay. Thanks,
Alex. Take care.
Alex Trujillo with FlightScope. Again, it's FlightScope. Did I say it right? Is it FlightScope.mevo.com?
FlightScope.com, and then you can go to Mevo if you want to. But
yeah,
and we'll update that.
Way.
So, sorry about Bogey. I cannot believe the dog is barking this long and hard. He's going to sleep the rest of the week now.
I actually haven't heard a word you've said, Frank, because all I can hear is Bogey.
The dog barking in the background. Yeah,
all I hear is the dog.
Oh, God, sorry. Well, Carl Paulson's dog does this too on some of his shows, so I don't feel so bad.
Oh, well, there you go.
So there
well,
you
then
go.
It's okay.
Usually, it's Dennis barking in the back. No, I'm kidding. Dennis is a good dude.
Well, I can't wait to get my Mevo.
I mean,
I'm not just saying it to be saying it. I'm serious.
No,
it's so cool. And if you go to the website, which I'm looking at right now, but if you go to the website and you see the app and you see how it comes, it's so handy but so easy. It's right there on your phone. And as he said, you shoot your video. And then the statistics overlay on there from the video. They can tell you hit that ball 243 yards and some spin numbers and different things that you need. And you file those away. That's what I'm saying. That's how you improve your game. Everybody kind of hopes that they just wake up on the good side of the bed. And today they suddenly hit 300 yards. It doesn't just happen. You got to work at it. And this Mevo is perfect. It's a great price. Again, it's $499. Unless you type in the code GOLFTALK. And then you get $50 off, which all of you should be doing. It's a great gift, but a great gift to give yourself to just to improve your game and use those numbers for your game and break 70, break 60.
I've been on their products before at tour events, and I have to tell you, I can't wait to get my tour unit here because it does have a plethora of information that comes out of it. I probably won't use half of it. My instructor will, I mean, because we're going to set it up on the range at my next golf lesson and work through it. He doesn't have one.
Yeah.
So
no, it'd be sweet to have.
And their Doppler technology, man, it's pretty cool stuff. I mean, if they can track ballistic missiles, and that's what the founder of FlightScope invented was missile tracking, then I think they can track a golf ball or a baseball.
Yeah. Because it even, and I'm going down my own rabbit hole here because I don't have the answer to it, but I didn't even know this till we talked to it might have been Alex or one of the other guys from FlightScope a while back. That radar actually stands for something. Do you remember what that is?
It does, and I really he said
it's rapid advanced digital. I mean, I had no idea. I thought radar was just a word, you know, but it's not. It's an acronym.
I thought it was an actor on MASH.
We always knew that choppers were coming. But yeah, that's what Mevo can do based on that. Yeah, FlightScope based on some really, really good science cool technology stuff. and yeah, some great defense technology. And as he said, you can use it for your kids too. If they play baseball, soccer, other sports, then it'll help them because it records all that as far as how fast you're kicking a ball, how fast you're pitching a ball or swinging your bat. So it's a lot of uses. I'm glad.
I'm never going to do the show from the house again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's
just
wearing me
tell
out.
Your yard guys, show up later. I know.
You know, it always happens when you're in the holidays and doing shows. I hope it's not overbearing and ruins the show, but gosh, there's just not much I can do about it. Obviously, yeah, Bogey could probably do a better job than I'm doing on the show today. So
Bogey's excited about Thanksgiving being here. Aren't you going to fry a turkey?
I'm going to fry Bogey if he doesn't shut up.
Are you going to fried Bogey?
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving?
Yeah, chicken fried Bogey. No. I don't want the ASPCA calling me today.
You're going to fry a chicken?
I'm frying a turkey.
And you've never done it before?
A turkey.
I'm not
a chicken.
Turkey.
A turkey. Yes.
A turkey. You're in the South. I'm sorry.
That's
We're going to fry us a chicken. Yeah. And so you're going to fry a turkey, and you've never done it before?
No, I've never done that before. And there's phones going off in the studio now. I mean,
oh my God!
What
other sounds can we have happening here?
I don't know. It's just one of those days. PGA Tour Radio at its worst because of us or me. Sorry about that. But no, I'm going to fry a turkey. Went out and bought the turkey fryer and 400 gallons of boiling oil. And
not 400 gallons.
Well, no, it's 30 gallons.
Is it really?
I think it's 30. I think what I bought.
I guess.
30 quarts. 30 quarts. I'm sorry.
Okay. Wow, I was going to say.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
gas. I've never done it. Never done it. Needless to say, I will alert the local fire department before I kick this thing off.
Yeah. They'll be hanging close to you.
And so I might be doing the show from the burn unit at Vanderbilt Hospital.
They'll be calling the Bassett fires all over Tennessee.
Oh, my gosh.
Started by some guy trying to.
Oh, my gosh. Hearts, prayers. Oh, my Lord. Thousands people. Over 1,000 people missing? Is that what I heard?
Yeah. California fires you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. Which, by the way, back to what we were talking about, the big game last night.
Yes.
At the Coliseum, that game was supposed to be in Mexico City at Azteca Stadium. And it was going to be one of those international games, and the Chiefs and Rams are going to play there. Well, they resodded that field back in August in Mexico. It never took. They played some soccer games on it. They did some other things. And it just looked terrible for an NFL game. And so they canceled Mexico, which was very disappointing. A lot of people were looking forward to it. Certainly the people in Mexico were looking forward to this game. And they moved it at the last minute, literally about a week, to the Coliseum. And I'll tell you what, for a city that didn't have any NFL teams for 20 years, now they have two, that place was packed out. They somehow found 90,000 people at the last minute that wanted to go to what turns out to be the game of the year, maybe one of the best games that people have seen in the NFL in years and years. So it all worked out well because that area, Southern California and even Northern California, but it certainly had its share of misfortune in the last several weeks. So it was, I think, a good relief and a good kind of bursting the pressure bubble for a lot of those people. Even the team, Frank, the Rams trained near Thousand Oaks where some of the fires are around and the smoke was so bad. They had to move to Colorado for practice this week.
Yeah, well, that
to get some decent weather and
Bad stuff. Bad stuff all the way around. Good stuff though. Thanksgiving.
So our thoughts are certainly with all those people.
Thankful for the rains that are coming to California. Hopefully that'll help with the campfire issue.
Yeah.
So
They need it. They need it.
But I'm going back to Charles Howell III. Not a nicer person on the PGA Tour. Totally. And congratulations, to big win. RSM Davis Love's home course there. And Sea Island, which didn't go. But
And I'll tell you what, big win. Charles had to do it in the right way, too, because he basically had about three shots at a 18-foot birdie putt to win this thing, and he finally got it done and drained the final birdie putt. And you could just see the emotion on his face. He was, oh, my God, it's been – I mean, seriously, it had been, 11 – was I right on that? 11 years? 2007. I think I said 7 years earlier.
Yeah.
It was 2007 that he last won. So it's been a long, long time for him to win. So, really, really cool. And we're at the time of year now, Frank, that now we have different tournaments like the ISPS and a Melbourne World Cup of Golf. These are different tournaments that are going on. But there's no – and there's money to be won and all that kind of stuff, but no FedEx Cup points until everybody heads to the Century Tournament of Champions in Kapalua. So not until early January is the next – and I say official in air quotes, the official golf tournament that has some FedEx Cup points in. So there's a good break here for everybody to play a little fun game. As Alex was saying, he's heading to Naples, Florida. That's the QBE. Well, yeah, and then he's going to the QBE shootout.
Right.
And that's in Naples, which is two teams, two players on a team that play that, Sean O'Hare and Steve Stricker, the defending champions there. But, Hero World Challenge before that. So a lot of fun golf, including Tiger and Phil. And we're going to be back I think right after it, are we going to talk that day? I think we're going to do another show before Friday's big match with Phil and Tiger.
Friday morning show that'll be posted immediately on PGAtour.com. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Almost lost the headset. Yes, on Friday morning. So the day after Thanksgiving. So I'll be on point that day too.
Yeah. It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
So I couldn't get, by the way, the match because I am unplugged from the cable, right? I use what's called PS View, PlayStation View. You don't have to have a PlayStation to use it. It's a streaming service that has great sports. You got to check it out. You can get a 7-day free trial, whatever. But I've been using that. Well, you cannot get pay-per-view on PS View. And I have Amazon Fire TV cubes on every TV in this house. So I had to go to Comcast yesterday to Xfinity and sign up for a TV package so I could get a box.
For the Tiger match?
For the Tiger match. So I'm not paying $19.95 for this Tiger match. I'm paying well over $100 for this match. But I have to have it here in the house if we're going to cover it. So I went to Xfinity and picked up the box and boosted my internet service and just spent a fortune with those people. I swore I'd never do it again. I'd never go back to the cable. But without pay-per-view, I can't get the match. I could stream it on the computer. You can do that. But you know, for everybody in the house, and of course, you have to mirror it up on the TV. And I said, you know what? I don't want any problems with it. I want to watch it and relax.
The cable guy was just sitting there, Frank, when you called, and he's just kind of twiddling his fingers, going, "We knew you'd be back, Frank."
That's exactly. I walked in the door.
After all the bad things you said about us, we knew you'd be back.
I really talked bad about every entertainment provider for a while. So did Hank, though. So did Hank Haney. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Hank had all sorts of internet problems and self-induced mostly, I think. It was a technical, personal technical thing. But
probably.
Yeah, it was. I'm pretty doggone technical.
Yeah.
And so if you're not technical, you don't want to go to a streaming service unless you can teach everybody in the family how to use it without hitting the wrong input. It's a mess. But anyway, back on Xfinity. Here we go. But going to get it boosted up there and watch it. And I can't wait, Tim. I'm excited about it.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
These people are poo-pooing it.
It's going to be fun.
Nah.
We'll see. I mean, there's certainly risk involved because this has not been done. And it's a TV, so not only for the competitors, but for the TV, for the production quality and everything else. I assume the weather should be okay, but that's an X factor. You never can tell in a golf tournament and golf event how the weather's going to cooperate or not cooperate. I can only imagine the nightmare, Frank. And, of course, it doesn't rain in Nevada ever, which means, of course, it will come Friday. I can only imagine if you had a weather delay. I mean, how many people would be like, okay, now what do? We're going to watch Phil and Tiger.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sit under umbrellas, you know. I mean, it's just so a lot of risk, but I think there could be some good reward too, and it could be a lot of fun to watch it. So we'll talk about that on Friday.
I'll take Tiger.
All right, Frank,
I'll take Tiger for $100. You on?
No.
Oh, you're in. Yes, you are. You'll take Phil.
You'd be crazy to take Phil. It'd be crazy. No, having said that,
what?
Because I don't think Phil's up to it. I just don't. I think Tiger's made for this kind of thing. I think Tiger should have been doing one-on-one. Winner take all matches his whole career. He could have pocketed an extra $50 million over the time.
Kind of like Harry Vardon.
I think he loves.
That's what Harry Vardon used to do.
What they call it, the barnstorming kind of thing that they do. Remember when Babe Ruth used to, in the off season, they'd send the Bambino on a train and he'd go and they'd pay him money and he'd show all the Hicks and everybody around the country how to hit baseballs and all that kind of stuff. All of us. The Hicks, all of us. Nobody's in New York. If you're out of New York, you're a Hick, according to them.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's probably true.
That's what Tiger could have done. You know, could have done the same thing. I think Tiger would be great for this.
I think it's going to be fabulous. A lot of fun. I can't wait. And can't wait to. I'll give you a report on Friday morning if I'm out of the hospital on the fried turkey.
And
we'll go from there. And Bogey, now that we're going off the air, Bogey has stopped barking.
Of course he is. Yeah, just like I said. Murphy's Law.
Unbelievable.
That's why it's going to rain in Nevada on Friday. Because it's the last thing you need. That means it'll happen.
I think we're being told to get out of here.
All right. Well, we had a great show. We did have a lot of fun with Alex Trejo with FlightScope. Again, FlightScope.com. Check out the Mevo. And if you put in the promo code GolfTalk, like our show, GolfTalk, you get $50 off. You can't beat that for a little Thanksgiving treat before the holidays. All right, we're going to be back later this week, and we expect all of you to be here with us. We love each and every one of you for listening to our show here on Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio. So for Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Please remember to join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.